since tonight is Tu Shvat, and many people will be eating various different heres in honor of Tu Shvat, so I want to talk about the we're learning and talk about the lachas of Shechiyanu. The bracha of Shechiyanu and heres. The three types of Shechiyanu that you can say, the Shechiyanu which we say comes to the Yom Tovim, we say Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov. The Shechiyanu which we say the person has a simcha, something for a person buys new clothing, the person has a child, a daughter, various scenarios we say. The Shechiyanu which goes out, said we say when the Peiris on Yitzchadish, the person recreates the Peiris various seasons of the year, we have new fruits. The person who eats the first time he eats the new fruits of this season, he makes a bracha. It's not the first time the person eats the fruit. It's the first time, if that's a fruit which is always available. You've never eaten it before, you don't make a Shechiyanu on it. You make a Shechiyanu on the new fruit of the season. So this is an important halacha that you have to be aware of, that it has to be something which is a seasonal fruit. The definition of seasonal, I mean all fruits are seasonal. But there's some which, you know, nowadays with the technology which we have, they're able to produce them constantly. Number one. Or, alternatively, even though they can't produce them constantly, the Mishavur brings from the Shlaw, there's something which is always available, and there's no difference in the fresh and what's stored. You can store them very well. Apples store very well. It's very hard to tell what's the difference in a fresh apple which just came from Washington State, the new fruits of the season, and the one which has been stored away. You're not sure what you're getting anyway. They'll tell you what you're getting, because you're getting stuff which has been stored. So you can't tell. So something which is always available, it's always available, it's not seasonal, you do not make a bracha on a Shechiyanu on it. There's a question in the Poskim, if you have fruits which are, it's always available, they're imported. So there's always fruits coming in. Those, if you can tell them between the new ones, the fresh seasonal ones, and the other ones, the new ones which come in are fresh seasonal, then you would make a bracha Shechiyanu on those. You might have heard that you don't make Shechiyanu on vegetables. That's not true. Make sure that you would say Shechiyanu on the first vegetables of the season, your first fresh peas of the season, you would make a bracha. But since these are grown in hot houses, these are grown, there are ways to grow them again constantly, so now it's very hard to make a Shechiyanu on your vegetable because they're always available. The Shechiyanu is said either the time that you see the fruit the first time or you eat it the first time. You have a scenario like this. Let's say you're going to one of these storim that they have for nowadays, it's become in vogue to have storim for Tu B'Shvat, and they're planning to serve many things. So for the great POH that you're going to say, as long as you have das on whatever's going to come, the great POH is sufficient. For the Shechiyanu, it's not. Raja Shuburi says that if the Shechiyanu, if it's not in front of you, even though you're planning to eat it and you know it's going to be coming, if it's not in front of you, you do not, the Shechiyanu is not yotzer. It has to be the simple of seeing it or eating it the first time. So a person should have all the brachas which going to need the Shechiyanu in front of him. It's preferable to have all the front of him at the same time in order to get involved in any questions of a bracha, it's bracha and it's tzricha theoretically. There is a machloikis in regards to what is the order of the bracha. You're making a brei piyo eight, the first fruit that you're eating, you're making a brei piyo eight. So you make a brei piyo eight, so the Shechiyanu, what goes first? Is the Shechiyanu or the brei piyo eight? So the Mishabura actually comes out that the Shechiyanu comes first and then the brei piyo eight. That's the Mishabura Shita, that's also the Shita of Aruch HaShulchan and others. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, however, that's not the Minhag HaOlam. The Chai Adam passes the other way around. If the Shechiyanu passes the other way around, you make the first, the brei piyo eight, and then the Shechiyanu. The argument is the Shechiyanu really has something to do with the Yilkila. You make Shechiyanu on Riyah really. It's not part of the Yilkila. Mishabur agrees it's not a Hefsi. So if your Minig Ireland is to do with that Brei Piyo 8, then the Shechiyanu, it's not a question of a Hefsi. In regards to making the Brei Piyo 8, we know that there are adithas of what you're supposed to make a Brei Piyo 8 on. Shechiyanu does not give precedence to something. So if you have one of the Zayin Minim which is there, you have grapes which are there, or you have Rima which is there, so you're going to give precedence to the Zayin Minim, even if it's not a Shechiyanu for you, and you'll have to make the Brei Piyo Eitz then. And then the next fruit that you're going to be eating, which will be your Shechiyanu fruit, you make it just a Shechiyanu, and no Brei Piyo Eitz at all. Okay, everybody should have a good day.